Total Tribe coverage from Goodyear on News Radio, WTAM 1100. One of the better closers in baseball the last 4 years, a part of our Cleveland Indians. He's a humble guy, so he's already rolling his eyes. Cody Allen, good to see you, partner.
I'm doing well. How are you?
The important stuff. We're just off the air. We're just talking. We are in the Father Club.
Yeah.
I'm at 20, let me think now, 20, I got 127 and 122. It won't change from an 8-month-old to then. There's always something, man. There's always something. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we feel extremely blessed, and this was a really, really fun off season for us because, you know, I was able to be home. We were able to be together for the entirety of, you know, just kind of watching him grow up and just getting into watching him learn new things and do new things, and he keeps us on our toes, but we're really enjoying it.
Not that a reliever needs to be reminded of perspective, how it's one day at a time, but it really helps when you're a parent, right? I mean,
you see that, right?
I mean,
it really does. So I'll tell you a short little story. Right after he was born, my first day back off of the paternity list was Cody Allen jersey giveaway day at Cleveland at Progressive Field.
Right.
And I gave up a go-ahead homer that game and took the L. And, you know, that kind of thing, it stinks. You know, it just sits with you. It stings. But, you know, as soon as you get home and see, you know, a 5-day-old baby sitting there, you know, it was you're able to change your perspective pretty quick. And I was able to show up work the next day with a new slate.
Keep enjoying it, man.
Yeah.
Every day. Now, they're out here part of spring. I mean, you're able to get your work in and just keep enjoying some family time, which is a nice blessing.
Yeah,
right?
It's awesome. I mean, I think everybody knows that there was quite a few new additions last year to the Tribe family. And you know, so all the families are out here with the kids, and we get together and let the kids play and let the parents hang out and just enjoy good time together with, you know, because a lot of these guys here, especially, you know, guys that have been here 5-6 years, you know, we've watched other kids grow
right.
up and become
well,
like family. So we enjoy this time together out here.
Scott Atchison back with the organization. He's been around, of course, but back in the bullpen, I laughed when I saw him. I said, you got less gray hair now than when you played. Would you? He's starting to treat it, and he didn't really want to hear about that. But but it's unique, I think, in a way. And he mentioned this, how, you know, he was so happy to take the job. But just some of the guys that you're still throwing against, he threw against as well a few years ago, right?
Yeah, and I tell you what, when his first year on our staff in 2016, he did a lot of our scouting reports and a lot of the advanced stuff for us, and he was monumental the last couple of years for us, helping us prepare for each series because, you know, he knew most of the hitters, especially the big boys, you know, the guys that you're trying to contain in every lineup. He knew them all. He'd pitched against them. You know, he'd been in both leagues. He'd pitched overseas. So his experience, you know, throughout baseball and all the different staffs that he had played for, the guy's learned a lot, and he has a lot to offer, and so we're really, really, really excited to have him.
Indians president Chris Antonetti with me as well this week. Cody Allen alongside here from Goodyear on News Radio WTAM 1100. I mentioned your name, and Chris said, you know, at some point this year you'll have the new franchise record for saves.
Let's not put the cart before the horse.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, Cody, it shows the success you've had, but the work that you have worked on, the time you have put in, how it has paid off at your level. And that's something to be proud of. I mean that.
It's something, you know. Yeah,
to be in a position. I know. Yeah. I don't want to. I got you. But still.
It's all great. But it's just, honestly, the atmosphere and the culture and the expectations that Chris and Mike Chernoff and Tito and the entire front office from top to bottom and the staff have put on this club. You know, we have certain parameters that we work through. There's expectations that have been here ever since Tito's gotten here that we all know. And, you know, you just go out and you prepare the best you can and you go compete on a day-to-day basis. Just take care of today and hopefully you look up at the end of the year and you were a run better or a win better than the teams. And all that other stuff, you know, it's just a byproduct of trying to just show up and play the best brand of baseball you can.
I appreciate your time. As always, keep enjoying that little one, and we wish you nothing but the best this year. Good health, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.